It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Soldier Readiness Center at Fort Hood in Texas is one of the last places a serviceman or woman can feel safe before leaving American soil. It's where soldiers get a final medical and dental check before they ship out to Iraq or Afghanistan. Yesterday, that sense of safety was shattered. A gunman, identified as Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Hassan, opened fire at the center, killing more than a dozen and wounding at least 30. The hours after the attack were chaotic. Fort Hood was sealed off. Multiple manhunts were undertaken. Information was sketchy at best. And as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, a community and a country looked on in horror.
As the shooting unfolded, Fort Hood reacted quickly. A woman's voice began broadcasting throughout the base on loudspeakers, warning that there was an emergency, that it was not a drill, that everyone should take cover. The base was locked down, and family members began gathering outside the main gate. Young Allison Chamberlain, 7 months pregnant, waited.
My husband's on post.
He is?
Yeah, he was just supposed to be cleaning weapons all day, and then, you know... Yeah.
Chamberlain was in a grocery store parking lot at the time of the shooting.
I saw that first helicopter and I knew. I mean, there was SWAT everywhere, cops, ambulances. You know, I couldn't call post. Everything was blocked.
Initial reports were that a shooter had gone on a rampage, killing those who were clustered in the waiting room of the Soldier Readiness Center. But there was confusion about the details from the beginning. How many shooters were there? One, two, three? As the hours passed, it became clear that there was just one alleged shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, and the military said he had been killed in the ensuing gun battle with police. A woman police officer, one of the initial responders to the call for help, had also been killed. But after darkness fell, Lieutenant General Bob Cone came before the TV cameras and delivered a shocker.
The investigation is ongoing, but preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However, he was not killed as previously reported. He is currently in custody and in stable condition. I say again, the shooter is not dead, but in custody and in stable condition.
And that was not all. Remember the woman police officer who'd been killed allegedly by Hassan? She wasn't dead either.
Earlier it was reported that one victim was killed was a female civilian officer. We now know that the female officer is alive, just out of surgery and in stable condition.
While there was much confusion about the facts, there was also disbelief that one soldier could kill more than a dozen people and wound more than two dozen all by himself with two handguns. But General Cone explained how that may have happened. Major Hassan had allegedly walked into what was essentially a doctor's waiting room and opened fire.
I have to describe it as a very enclosed area where basically soldiers were waiting for dental treatment, medical treatment, etc. So it was a large waiting area, and that's why I think you get that high number of casualties and largely military people all in this area.
Soldiers hurried to rescue the fallen, reportedly ripping off their uniforms and tearing them into bandages. A casualty count like this in Iraq or Afghanistan would spur a national outcry of alarm. As Allison Chamberlain waited to enclose her husband in her arms, helplessness, anguish, and a sense of isolation from the rest of America closed in on her.
You know, what goes through your mind? Where is he? I was just on post. I mean... This stuff doesn't happen to you.
In the all too brief interludes between deployments, life back on the base in America is supposed to be a refuge. But for the families at Fort Hood, that illusion is gone forever.
They're supposed to be soldiers, like there's the brothers, there's the bond, you know. And why did they do this? I mean...
Her hands cradling the child inside her, Chamberlain began to quietly cry. Another soldier's wife put an arm around her and led her away. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
We're going to learn more now about the man believed to be responsible for yesterday's shootings. NPR's Tom Gjelten is with us. He joins us live. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you know about this officer, Major Hassan?
Nidal Hassan. He was born here in the D.C. area, Steve, in Arlington, Virginia. His parents were immigrants. They are said to be Palestinian. Nidal himself went to local schools, graduated from Virginia Tech. He then joined the Army, and that's how he got his medical education. He was trained as a psychiatrist, served for several years at Walter Reed Army Medical Center here in the D.C. area, specializing in treating soldiers with combat stress. And then he was transferred earlier this year to Fort Hood. He has had received orders to deploy to Iraq. That was something that apparently bothered him from various sources. We've heard he was upset by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, did not want to go for whatever reason. He was himself a devout Muslim, took his faith very seriously. We've also heard via some relatives that he felt uncomfortable in the Army as a Muslim, even harassed. We do not know, Steve, that any of this is relevant. In fact, before we go any further, I want to read a statement here from his cousin, Nader Hassan. Mm-hmm. Nader said, "We are filled with grief for the families of today's victims. Our family loves America. We are proud of our country and saddened by today's tragedy." But clearly, Steve, Nidal Hassan was a very troubled man.
Troubled enough to explain these shootings?
How do you explain these things? We have heard from some law enforcement agencies that they came across some internet postings by a man calling himself Nidal Hassan. In some of these postings, there seemed to be a defense of suicide bombings as heroic acts. We can't say for sure that these came from Major Hassan himself. I do think, Steve, we have to give a lot of attention to the experience that he's had over the past 6 years as a psychiatrist dealing with soldiers at Walter Reed who were suffering from combat stress. He was clearly dealing with a lot himself.
That itself can be stressful, dealing with all of that, I'm sure.
Well, no doubt he faced soldiers every day who'd been through terrible combat experiences, lost arms, lost legs, been burned. He heard their anguish. He would no doubt have heard some real horror stories about violence that they had been through or perhaps even perpetrated. Now, did it anger him? You have to wonder. We also know, Steve, that he apparently received some negative performance evaluations there at Walter Reed. And we know from talking to some of his former associates that he was not always easy to get along with. He had some troubled relations both with patients and with professional colleagues.
You mentioned the family. They put out a statement saying they're Americans, they're shocked and appalled by this. Is anything more known about his family?
Well, he was himself not married and had no kids. His family was from a professional background. The cousin whose statement I read was himself a lawyer, Major Hassan was living alone at Fort Hood.
And let's talk briefly also about post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been a big issue for the military throughout the war. They've been drawing lessons from experiences like this.
You know, Steve, Major Hassan himself had not been deployed. But one of the things that we know is just even the prospect of deployment, and certainly in his case, dealing with soldiers who had been deployed had to be stressful. You know, there have been a lot of suicides in the Army, Steve. Interestingly enough, as many soldiers have killed themselves who were about to be deployed as who had been deployed. Mm. And one of the things that the Army is learning from this is that they need to pay a lot of attention to resilience. They need to look for soldiers who they feel confident will be able to deal with the stress of going to war and the stress of combat. And they need to identify those soldiers before they are deployed.
Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton. And this is a moment when media coverage of a shooting like this can distress some listeners because we hear everything about the suspect and comparatively little about the victims. That's purely a matter of what's available this morning. The military is saying little so far about who the victims are. It is early, though, and we will bring you more as we learn it in the coming hours and days. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.